You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Cyber Week deals at BJ's Wholesale Club are so great, we called in the North Pole's top IT expert to tell you about them.
Al, the IT elf here. This time of year, I'm asking everyone two things. Have you tried rebooting? And have you seen BJ's Cyber Week savings? Through December 7th, get a $20 digital coupon when you spend $200. Plus, through December 4th, get up to 40% off TVs, tech, and appliances. And like remembering your password, remember that these deals are only on BJ's.com or the BJ's app.
Visit BJ's.com/Cyber Week for holiday savings.
Hi.
Travel Edition.
Travel Edition.
I always feel like I'm in the CIA when we do Travel Edition.
Why?
Like, you get wired. Put the wire inside your shirt. Why do we have to sit in our house in the basement? Like, why can't we just wear wires and do an episode on the go?
I guess we can. We're just trying it out now.
Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Why do you always have coffee?
That's my comfort.
It's night.
No, it's not.
Is that part of the thing? You have to take coffee with you?
To the Travel Edition?
No, to every edition.
Yeah, I like coffee.
Is that why you go to the bathroom so much? What? Coffee makes you, it's a diuretic.
What?
You didn't know that?
I do, but why are we talking about my bathroom
habits? I'm wondering. Every time we finish an episode, you run to the bathroom. I thought it was a stress. It's not. It's the coffee.
That is so not true.
You could mix in fiber to your coffee.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
Let's get into it.
If you like what you see, hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications and you
instead
can join
of doing
us.
That, tell a friend about the episode.
That would be cool too.
Because you laugh by yourself, you're a loser.
No
one knows what
true.
You're laughing. If you're sitting on the train laughing to yourself, say, hey, I'm not a loser, this is funny. Make friends with a stranger.
Why would they be a loser if they're sitting on the train and laughing to themselves?
I'm just shaming them into getting more popularity for your show.
Okay, as long as we're clear that they're not actually losers.
Correct.
Okay.
Nobody that listens to our show can be bad people or losers.
Exactly. So help your friends figure out that there's this fun show that they can listen to as well.
Or point to someone and say, you're a loser because you don't know about this show.
No,
is that better?
No.
You're a loser because you don't know about the number one podcast I'm listening to right now.
I don't think you need to shame anybody.
It's about this lady who drinks fiber coffee and runs to the bathroom right after every episode.
I don't. A couple of weeks ago, we did a show. We did an episode where I was trying.
We were nude.
Nope. We've never done a nude episode.
We were filming.
Yeah.
We weren't recording.
Oh my God, no.
There are no mics. But I thought the guy standing with that thing was recording. And why was he there?
Oh my God. You're going to give
people. Did you just find that guy on the street and pay the money?
You're going to give people the wrong impression.
You're giving me weird signals these days.
You are giving me weird signals right now.
Is his name even Mike Big Boom? I thought that's because of the stick he was holding.
Oh.
So why was he there?
Who?
That guy, Mike
Where?
Big Boom. When we were filming in the nude.
We were never.
We're doing a Scandinavian reality show.
We were never.
About naked podcasters.
A few weeks
with
ago.
With barely 100,000 subscribers.
Shh. Hold your thumb for a second. Just hold it.
What does that do?
I'm just giving you something to think about.
Why you hold your thumb, though?
Just hold your thumb.
I don't think I've ever done that.
So, a few weeks ago, we were talking about...
It's not the same. Thumb small.
We were talking about, I don't know, there was a question, and I asked you, why do guys do this? And you gave me this...
Hold their thumbs?
No, this wild answer. So I thought we could do an episode where I ask you some questions that women want to know
about men.
And
I
you can
speak
ask,
for all men.
Yeah, you could just speak for yourself.
I can speak for most of them.
You can speak for some men.
Some losers who don't
because
adhere to the code.
Some men answered in that video that, oh, this is accurate. This is 100% accurate.
Of course,
so I think
they agree
that there
with
are
me.
Men that would agree with you. And then there are other women.
The non-loser men will agree with me.
There are women that will agree with me. So I'm not speaking for all women.
The losers will agree with you.
Oh my God.
The loser men.
You. We're
going to
see what happens today. But I'm going to ask you a set of questions. You ask me, what do men want? And you ask me, what do women want? Or what do women mean when they say, what do men mean when they say? Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So here's my question. Why do you take so long in the bathroom?
It's peaceful.
It's peaceful in other places.
No.
Yes.
There's a statistical correlation between men who poop in front of their wives and those who don't.
What's the statistical correlation?
Those who poop in front of their wives are like campers.
Okay.
They like walk, they drop their pants, they drop a deuce, they shovel, they're out. It's like 2 seconds, they're done. They're out.
Okay. Why did you walk like that?
That's how the campers do it. You don't know?
No, I didn't know that.
You've never been camping with a pooper?
Never.
They're like ducks, they squat.
Okay.
They walk around, they drop two, they get up, shoom, they're gone.
Okay.
They have like biodegradable toilet paper and all this. That's
neither you and I are campers.
Nobody uses. I'm telling you, I've done the research.
I just want to know, why do you take so long in the bathroom?
Because I'm not one of those guys.
Okay.
I have my privacy.
Yeah.
It's the only place, not in the house, but in the world, that you leave me alone.
What?
Where else in the planet are you not with me?
When
except
you go to
the
work.
Bathroom. No, you come there sometimes. You can show up. There's other people there. It's the only place you're left alone.
Okay.
So we take that time to just gather ourselves.
What are you
send
doing
there? Send a text
there?
Or two. You watch a video. You read a book.
Like a whole book?
No, not a whole book.
You spend
your
a lot of time.
Your anus will get broken
you
if you spend a book.
Time.
You spend the same amount of time.
I absolutely
you've
do
watched
not.
17 seasons of Grey's Anatomy with no pants on. I hear from the other side. You don't have the decency to use headphones. You have surround sound in our bathroom.
Never, ever. I do not watch episodes.
I hear Dr. Grey stat right there. You absolutely watch entire shows. I was going to put a popcorn machine for you inside for Valentine's Day.
No.
You don't want that?
I do not take so long in the bathroom.
You for sure take
my
so long.
My bathroom habits are nothing like yours.
I'm just telling you, it's very peaceful there. I enjoy that space.
That's why?
What?
Because you just run away from life?
No, I'm preparing for
life. Are you capable?
I'm not running away.
Are you capable of like doing your business in like under 3 minutes?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, so I've been camping. I could poop right there, right now, if you want to see.
No.
Tell me the size, shape, I can do everything.
Okay, your turn.
I have great control of my bowels.
Okay, cool, your turn.
I'm going to read from the questions you gave me. So when you were explaining how the game works and you're telling me what types of questions and people are confused, why would she have to explain that to them? It's because I'm reading for the first time the questions she planted for me to ask her. Okay, ready?
I can't hear.
When you go quiet, are you upset or are you literally thinking about nothing?
These are my questions.
No, so what do you mean?
These are my questions.
So?
These are questions that women want to ask of men.
No, I have this question
of
you.
Those are not questions. No, because when I get mad, I don't go quiet.
Of course you do.
No, I do not.
You sit angry in a corner.
No, I do.
You do.
Not true.
So what do you think about when you're upset? I don't want to use your questions. Why can't I steal from the other questions that are better?
Because those are questions that I have for you.
There are two pages of questions in the one section, and the second section has 8 questions, and they're all softies.
Give me an example.
I don't want to give you the
softie.
How do you decide how pretty you look today? What kind of a question is that? How often do you thank God for your luck in your spouse? When you find another woman attractive, do you realize you're going to go to hell if you act on it? Like, what are these questions you've put?
It's such a fun
what is this? At least plant some good ones in here. Okay, I'm going back to my question. Okay. I'm going to steal a few of your... I'm going to read and take your best ones.
Don't take my question.
Yeah.
I worked really hard.
What makes you feel insecure in a relationship?
When my partner doesn't notice me. Or when my partner, like, he doesn't... He's on his phone.
What do you mean he? I'm right here. How many partners are you speaking about? You. Why don't you say you? Why would you say they?
Because...
When one of them doesn't know...
When you,
what kind of a...
Like when you're on your phone and I'm trying to talk to you and you're not paying attention and you're just looking down, then I feel very insecure. Like I feel like, how, what is more important in there that, you know? Or when you don't communicate with me.
What's happened to my vision in your eyes?
What do you mean?
Why do I text like this? Obviously, I'm blind. I don't even know you're in the room. At least make it clear that you're around so I can not make you feel insecure. You sit in the quiet corner upset with me. I'm blind, so I'm looking at my phone. I'm checking the braille on my screen, according to you. That's one of your blind husbands, not me. I don't even have a phone. I use an iPad.
Do you ever worry about your body or your appearance?
Like, is it becoming frail?
Whatever. I don't know. Like, do you ever worry? Do you ever look in the mirror and say, like, oh,
I'm a fatty today?
No, I never said that.
Are you fat shaming me?
No, I'm not fat shaming you. Like, do you ever look in the mirror and say, oh, like, I look tired today? Or, oh, maybe I'm getting wrinkles today? Or, I don't know. Like, do you ever look in the mirror and worry about your appearance? Because women, we do this. We're like, oh, look at what, look, I look really tired today. Or, oh, maybe this, it doesn't look as nice on me as it used to, or I don't know, I'm just...
I don't think I can move my shoulders like that. If I could, I would probably have those insecurities. But the minute I start doing this, one of my friends slaps me in the back of the head, and then we go.
So you don't have... Do you have, like, any...
Yeah.
Do you have any insecurities?
Yeah. I can't do this in rhythm. I'm going to start practicing.
Okay.
Every night, I'm going to look in the mirror and say, do you look fat today? And the minute I get the...
I'm trying to have a serious conversation with you.
I'm being serious.
You're not being serious.
You know how much I ate yesterday? I'm trying to look fat. It's not working.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you know what? Everyone has insecurities.
Yeah. Do you ever look in the mirror and do you say, like, I don't feel my best today? Do you do that? Or do you not say anything? Do you think those things but not say anything?
I don't talk to myself in the mirror.
You don't?
No.
You don't have
normal
thoughts in your head?
Does the mirror answer you?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Does it say, yeah, you're right?
No, my thoughts just, like, I ask myself and then I answer myself.
I have hair on my shoulder I want to take off.
Okay. So you look at the hair.
And I'm like, oh, hey, look at that.
And then you're like, oh,
then I'm like,
take that off?
Then I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to go through the exercise of removing it.
Mm-hmm.
I do probably need to, like, I had a goal.
Yeah.
That I wanted to... like lose 5 pounds this year.
Okay.
And we're coming near the end of the month.
Yeah.
I only have 10 pounds to go. I'm almost there. Went a little bit awry this year. So we're going to get on that.
Okay.
A little bit of holiday weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone feels like that to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But I don't think it changes. It doesn't bring me down.
Mm.
It just is. And I think there are so many qualities that people have that the idea of getting lost in something as trivial as looking tired one day, or neither of us has luckily ever had to deal with like body issues, right? We've never been too skinny or too big or had these issues where it's like an actual issue.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this one day when we were in the airport, we were walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, you see that guy who had, like, you could see he was in front of us walking and he had, like, his hair was thinning in the back. You know, this guy thinks so much about his hair thinning and we couldn't care less.
About his hair.
About his, not that, like, even if it's a friend of ours whose hair is thinning,
yeah,
we don't think like, oh, this person's hair is thinning as much as they think about it.
Yeah.
I have no idea if my friends have gained 5 pounds or lost 5 pounds. And someone says, oh, you look so good. Have you lost weight? I'm like, I don't acknowledge them having gained weight, so I'm not going to acknowledge them for losing weight. Mm. They didn't look worse to me because they gained 5 pounds, and they don't look better to me because they lost 5 pounds. Mm. So I don't really care, I think, is the complimentary answer I'm giving you.
Okay.
I don't care. Do compliments matter to you as much as they matter to women? I mean, to men?
That's my question.
Was that the one you just asked?
No.
Do you worry about your flatulence?
No.
You don't?
No.
Just me? At your age, that's not normal. Okay, your question.
Do compliments matter to you as much as they matter to women?
I don't think so.
Like when I get dressed, I feel really good when you say, oh, wow, you look nice.
Yeah, I think that matters more to you.
Like when I tell you, wow, you look handsome today, you don't care?
I'm like, yeah, I know.
What do you mean?
I mean, if I'm looking handsome that day, I can generally know.
You do?
Yeah.
And you just, you're okay
with it? Like if I comb my hair, I know. Handsome mode activated.
Wait, you don't feel better when somebody acknowledges your handsomeness?
No.
Really? You think most guys are like
that? People say, oh, you could do better today?
No.
Then don't say you look handsome.
Why?
Because you have to help the person when they look like shit, not when they're already looking good. No?
No.
You only want to be complimented.
Like if I took extra time to get dressed, or if I did, you put a nice outfit together and you said to me, wow, that looks really cool. I feel nice. Good. Yeah, it's like an acknowledgement of a job well done.
But then when I say to you, hey, frumpy pants, chop chop, that doesn't make you feel motivated? Like, oh, you're right.
No.
I'm a frumpy pants right now.
No. Would you like me to call you a frumpy pants?
I think you should. Then I would feel better when you complimented me. Okay, this is one of the last times we're actually going to be able to speak about Shanti Bhavan, where any contributions made will be matched dollar for dollar up until $400,000 for Giving Tuesday, which is December 2nd. You guys have heard us talk about ShantiBhavanChildren.org a few times now. This organization in Tamil Nadu, India is doing some wonderful things. They're taking in children from underprivileged communities, giving them opportunity for real, real education and more support. There's one little boy, it's really sad, who lost both his parents. Thankfully, he'd been in their program already.
Housing, food, school, all the way through, they took care of.
And they continue to do so.
Yep.
And they have their graduates now going to schools like Stanford, Duke, Princeton, really, really changing the outcome, not just for themselves and their families, but generationally, given the poverty that some of these families have come from. We're coming close to December 2nd.
And if you want to know more, they have a special on Netflix called Daughters of Destiny. But right now, Shanti Bhavan is trying to raise $400,000 for this year's Giving Tuesday. And through December 2nd, every donation is being matched by a group of generous donors. Visit ShantiBhavanChildren.org. That's Shanti Bhavan, S-H-A-N-T-I, BhavanChildren.org.
We'll put a link in the show description with the website. Give it a minute.
Do something good.
Do you worry about your body or appearance?
No. Yeah.
You say it.
Yeah, no, I tell myself. Like
what
sometimes,
do you say?
So I try really hard to think about the way that I talk to myself. Like
you talk to yourself?
My self-talk, whether it's in my mind or whether it's even around, like to my friends, whether how I'm talking about my body or my appearance, my image. I try not to focus so much on the actual appearance only because I want our kids, especially our daughter, to not to hear that negativity. I want her not to hear that I think that I've put on this or that and it's affecting me in a negative way. Like that's part of life. You put on a few pounds, you take off a few pounds, you have acne sometimes, you look tired other times. Some days your skin is glowing, some days you look really good in an outfit, some days you don't. But I think what's more important is how you feel on the inside. And so I think it's when I have that self-talk, I try to put a positive spin on it. But that's not to say that I don't actually have those moments. Like I do go through the ups and downs of all of that.
So what do you do when you feel hot?
I put on a very sexy outfit and I come out with my chest out and my head held high.
And what do you do when you feel like a frumpy pants? Just wear a gray sweater?
Stay in my pajamas, put on a gray sweater.
So every time you're wearing one of the 50 gray sweaters you own,
no.
It's because you're a frumpy pants.
No. It's not every time I'm wearing a gray sweater. It's like I feel bad about myself. I actually really like my gray sweaters. But my point is, do I worry about it? Yeah, I do, but I try not to have it affect what comes out of my mouth. When guys say, I'll do it later.
Yeah.
What does that really mean?
I'll do it later.
But do you
literally what it means.
But do you really plan on doing it later, or is it just a way to get your wife to stop talking about it?
No, if they say they'll do it later,
yeah,
it means we'll do it later, and it means don't tell me when to do it.
Uh-huh. What if you forget to do it?
The question isn't when you say I'll do it later.
Yeah.
Your real question is you need a follow-up question.
Which is?
When will you do it?
Is that okay?
No, it's really irritating. You don't want to do the thing in the first place.
Yeah.
But you take on the responsibility to do it.
Yeah.
And then you're essentially saying, no, but I need you to do this now.
I'd never said now.
I know, you don't when say it, but then you just do it yourself.
Yeah, because it doesn't get done.
When? The thing is, you have to just let the other person own the issue.
And how long?
If they say they're going to own it.
For how long?
You forget about it. It's like it never happened in your life. You've given it up. You've sold the car. Don't tell the other person when to wash the car, when to vacuum it. You don't own it anymore. It's gone. So think about it as a transaction. You've sold that thing.
Is it acceptable to say when later?
The next day. 24-hour moratorium.
Yeah.
On the it.
Yeah.
The next day you can say...
Okay, so if I say, can you take out the trash? And yeah. You say, yeah, I'll do it later. But the trash guy comes the next day.
Yeah, then before the trash guy comes, you can say, oh yeah, the trash guy comes tomorrow morning. And that's it.
And then if the trash doesn't go out because you forgot?
Not your problem.
It is my problem.
It, I can sell it. I can make a dress out of it and wear it around town. This is not your problem anymore.
But it is my problem.
It's not.
Because it's still there.
You just say, hey... Can you please move the trash?
Yeah.
It's not my problem. Like, please go sell it. Please weigh it. Please eat it. Do whatever you want to do, but it's not your problem anymore.
Okay.
You have to just leave it.
Okay.
Or just do it. If it's going to bother you that it's there for another day.
Yeah.
Don't say, can you do this? Have the person say, I'll do it later, and then do it yourself 4 minutes later.
Okay.
Because then you feel annoyed, and the other person's 100% right to also feel annoyed.
Okay. Guess what I did all weekend?
You shopped? I know. I get the receipts, you know that?
Not from Revolve.
Well, I know, because they sponsor our show.
Yeah. They have an entire holiday section.
They're going to eventually stop sponsoring our show.
Yeah.
But you're not going to stop...
Correct.
...frequenting their business.
You are correct.
And they have a men's section.
Yeah.
You never told me that.
You went to Revolve?
I did.
How come?
I wanted to see what was happening there. Oh. I understand.
Yes, there's...
They tell you what to wear. You're yeah. like, I like this shirt. They're like, ah... Wear these pants and these shoes with it, and you look like a super hottie totty. What's a hottie totty?
That's what I love about Revolve.
Then I put in the code and then said, your wife's already used this credit, get lost. So go ahead, give me the code in case I want to shop like all the normal people out there. All I get is her discount codes too.
It is that time of the year. Revolve's holiday shop is live with all the trends, everything
you
need.
Sound like you're reading an ad. Is there a discount code?
Yes.
Okay, come on, let's get to the discount. We know they're a good brand.
But did you know that they have over 1,200
brands? Yes, you told me last week.
Whether it's a weekend away, a big night out, or a holiday party, your dream wardrobe is just one click away.
What's the discount?
Head to revolve.com/Sheena, shop my edit.
So if someone wants to look like you, they can just buy your clothes?
Yes. Take 15% off your first order with code Sheena. Fast 2-day shipping, easy returns, and it's literally the only place you need to shop from. That's revolve.com/Sheena to shop my favorites and get 15% off your first order with code Sheena. Offer ends December 16th, so happy shopping.
Why did you put this question in here?
What's the question?
Why do you wear so much lingerie?
Oh, God.
Huh?
I did not put that question
okay,
in there.
Okay, so why do you?
I don't.
Why don't you? Oh, why don't you wear lingerie, I think is the question. Why don't you
because
wear lingerie?
Because it's uncomfortable. It's really uncomfortable. And as I have gotten, I guess older, I don't care as much about how something necessarily looks. It's more about how I feel in it.
Your Hanes look fantastic.
Thank you. They feel amazing.
I like the way they cover your lower thigh. For warmth.
Do you ever get jealous?
Yeah.
But pretend like
look.
You pretend like you don't care.
Jealous of what?
Like if somebody, like another guy, is talking to me. Do you ever feel jealous?
No.
Never. Ever. Ever. I've never spoken to somebody.
No, maybe. I don't think jealousy is a result of my confidence.
Okay.
Jealousy is the result of my absolute conviction that you wouldn't let it go anywhere.
Okay.
So it's not me. I think that's a misnomer people have. To say, oh, I don't get jealous, that's not a reflection of me. It's a reflection of you and how you conduct yourself with other people. Mm-hmm. And my confidence and comfort in that engagement. Mm. So like I could see someone flirting with you, I could see you flirting back with them. It doesn't change the way I feel about our relationship. Mm-hmm. And
but do you think a lot of, like, do you think other guys feel that way? Or do you think that sometimes people, that's, it's a really good perspective. We've spoken about this before.
We have?
Just you and me, not on the podcast. But do you think that other men or other women, they see those things and they feel the jealousy within them as opposed to within the comfort of their relationship?
I can speak for me. I can't speak for a jealous guy or not jealous guy.
Okay, all right.
If they're jealous, I'm sure there are people who are jealous.
Yeah.
And then they can have a conversation and they can argue about it in the car on the way home, saying, oh, why are you always talking to Bobby that way? And then the wife can be like, oh, you're such a loser. Why do you always get worried when I talk to Bobby?
Yeah.
And then the guy will say, oh, you're always smiling and flicking your hair and blah, 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 and then they'll attack each other.
Okay.
See, if she did it like that, it would be no problem. I'm sure she has some sexy way of doing it. You're like, there's a spider. Why does it take you so long to pick an outfit? Like, why do you ask me?
What?
Does this look good?
Because I want your opinion.
No, but if you ask, you already are not sure. And if I say yes, you still don't care. You still go try the other one anyways. Yes. And you'll decide on your own.
Not always. Sometimes I take your opinion.
No, you don't.
I do.
You still try two more, minimum.
Because it's about how I feel in the outfit. So I have to try it on. I have to walk around. I have to look in the mirror. I have to look around. I have to look at all the angles.
What's the best thing I could do to make you commit to the first outfit?
Like, you have to say, wow, that looks amazing.
Done.
But honestly, like, authentically. No, you can't just say.
I think they all look amazing.
No, you don't.
I do.
That's not true. Sometimes you don't think that it looks amazing at all.
Then I tell you.
Wasn't there an outfit recently?
Like, you look like a frumpy pants.
I do?
No, in those scenarios.
Yeah, that's not helping.
There's good and there's not good.
Okay.
You want different degrees
of
good.
Yes, I want incredible. Like, I want you to look at me and be like, wow, you look amazing.
There's two options.
So I'm looking for that. Like, okay. That's why I put on the second or third or fourth outfit. And sometimes it takes me different iterations of the combination of pieces.
Where is the space for it to go from good to wow?
Like, sometimes I need a high jean, sometimes I need a low jean, sometimes I need a fitted jean because I want to wear the boots that go over the jeans.
I'm not gonna ever think one jean is an amazing jean and the one that looks just like it is good. And I think I'm speaking for most of my compatriots out there.
Yeah.
Just tell us the key words to lie to you, to convince you you look as good as you want to look.
I don't want you to lie to me.
Well, I already said it looks good. You're like, no, I want a wow appeal. You didn't bake me a cake.
So?
There's no taste involved. This is like black jean, black jean, black jean.
No, but sometimes
blue
it's
shirt,
a blue
shirt,
jean,
blue shirt.
Sometimes it's a black jean, sometimes it's a skirt, sometimes it's a loose pant, sometimes it's, you know.
Those things are, they don't elicit the wow.
Yeah.
They're just good or not good.
Okay.
So you can ask, is this good? We can say yes. We can say no, not good. And risk, that's risky to say not good.
Yeah.
But still in our hearts, to be honest, we're like, I really don't want to leave the house like this.
I strive for good. I strive for excellent. Like, when I leave the house, I want to look excellent.
Why?
Because.
You're just going to Whole Foods.
I'm just saying, if I'm
lower
going.
Lower the standards a little.
Forget
that's the
Whole
issue.
Foods. That's when I wear the frumpy pants. But if
that's
I'm
the only place you go. You go to Target, you go to Whole Foods, you go to, what's that other one? TJ Maxx?
Yeah.
What's left? Okay, once in a while we go to Costco, you get dressed up. But the rest of these things, where are you going that you want the wow? Okay, last question.
Okay, what are your honest thoughts about throw pillows?
Throw pillows and throw them away.
You don't see value in them?
Does anyone?
Yes. Every single woman.
Is it just
woman,
for your buys and tries? Like, pick them up and put them down every night
they
and put them back up?
They look so nice on the bed. You really see zero value in a throw pillow.
Zero.
Like, what about these kinds of pillows?
That's decorative. Yeah, it's fine. On
but
the sofa, you don't have
decorative
to move
too.
Them every single day.
Throw pillows are decorative also.
On the bed or in other rooms?
Both.
Those are two different things. On the bed, I don't want them. In the other rooms, I frequent this room once a week. It's fine. they stay there. They don't have to be removed for me to use the thing that I bought for sitting.
But they look so nice when the thing that you bought for sitting is being sat on.
No, and it's not being sat on. They look nice.
Yeah.
It's like saying, here, there's this beautiful cover for your car.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful cover.
Okay.
But I want to drive. Oh, then you must remove it. That's what the thing does.
So
I cannot use my bed.
So then the car looks nice in both scenarios.
No, I can't use my bed with the throw pillows. I literally have to remove them.
Yeah.
They're a shackle to the device I want to use.
So no, you do not see the value in throw pillows.
How is this still a question after how eloquently I've told you they're useless?
How can there be an entire side of humankind that understands the value and sees how beautiful they are and gets it and buys throw pillow after throw pillow after throw pillow, and one side just doesn't understand it?
That's life. What do you mean? Not just throw pillows. I don't understand anything about you.
Really?
You just told me you see a wow factor in one black jean. I'm still trying to support that in my head.
Okay. Last question.
Last question. Okay, where is that question? Okay, how do you decide all of a sudden one day that you're going to go do deep cleaning? Like, how does that start? Like, you're sitting there. Sometimes you're like, oh, I'm going to go put this sweater in my closet.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's 4 hours later, you haven't come out.
Yeah.
Like, go inside and things are, like, color coordinated.
Yeah.
You put them by thread count. Like, what? How do you decide that today I don't want to live? I'm just going to clean. I'm going to shirk all human responsibilities in the name of putting my dresses by length.
Because sometimes, and I feel when I'm like anxious about things or frustrated about things or the house is a mess, it's like when you take a small step towards something and like cleansing it, it makes you feel better. It's like a deep clean for your soul. You don't get that? You've never had
that
feeling?
I do. I clean up sometimes too.
Yeah, and it just feels good. Like you feel cleaner. You feel like you've emptied out your
vessel. I do that when I have other things I have to do.
Yeah.
That I don't want to do.
Yeah.
It's like a good procrastination tactic.
Absolutely. But my space, when my space is clean, I feel better about myself. I feel better about the things that I have to do in the rest of the house too. Like they take up space. They take up mental energy too.
And you feel better on the inside.
I do. And then when things are color coordinated, my God, I could breathe.
I should sign you up for colonoscopy. You will feel so good on the inside. It'll be clean. Then you can have clutter outside and you can leave the piles alone.
No, thank you.
Clean from the inside out. If anyone says, why you have piles? You'd be like, oh, look, here's my report.
Oh my God. Okay.
My colon is clean.
We'll see you guys next
week. Tell them to go clean their colon if they tell you your house is messy. Throw a pillow
at
someone.
See you guys next week.
Can I throw those? Is that what they're called? Throw pillows?
No.
For pillow fights?
No.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.